This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Myanmar's new leader said the military government plans an investigation into alleged fraud in last year's elections and will prioritize the COVID-19 outbreak and the economy. A state-run newspaper said Senior General Min Aung Hlaing announced the moves Tuesday at the first meeting of his new government after Monday's coup. The military had said one of the reasons for ousting the elected civilian government was because it failed to properly investigate its voter fraud allegations. The State Union Election Commission, 4 days before the military takeover, had declared there were no significant problems with the vote. Russian police detained more than 900 people at protest Tuesday that supported Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, who was sentenced by a court to spend more than 2.5 years in prison. After sentencing, Navalny's allies called for protests in the center of Moscow. Navalny's lawyers said the anti-corruption blogger would actually serve 2 years and 8 months in jail because of time already spent under house arrest. They are to appeal the sentence. The United States, Britain, Germany, and the EU have all urged Moscow to immediately free Navalny. As they continue searching for the source of the COVID-19 outbreak in Wuhan, China, World Health Organization investigators made a planned visit to a research center in the central Chinese city. The Wuhan Institute of Virology has extensive virus samples, leading to unproven allegations that it may have caused the original outbreak by leaking the virus into the surrounding community. China has strongly denied that possibility and has promoted theories that the virus may have originated elsewhere. The WHO team that includes experts from 10 nations has already visited hospitals, research institutes, and a traditional wet market. This is VOA News. A new study appears to vindicate Britain's decision to delay the second virus vaccine dose. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Health Secretary Matt Hancock says research showing a single dose of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca provides a high level of protection for 12 weeks, supporting the government's strategy of delaying the second shot so more doses can be delivered to more people. Hancock's comments came after Oxford says there's evidence the vaccine cuts transmission of the virus by 2/3 and prevents serious disease. The study has not been peer-reviewed yet, but has been greeted with excitement by British officials under pressure to justify their decision to delay the second dose. Charles de la Desma, London.
U.S. House Democrats say the U.S. Senate should convict former President Donald Trump and bar him from office because he endangered the lives of all members of Congress when he aimed a mob of supporters, quote, like a loaded cannon, end quote, at the U.S. Capitol last month. Trump's lawyers deny that he incited rioters and call the upcoming Senate trial unconstitutional. Both sides filed their legal briefs Tuesday in advance of next week's trial. The Democrats forcefully linked Trump's baseless efforts to overturn the results of the presidential election to the deadly riot at the Capitol, saying he bears, quote, unmistakable, end quote, blame. Trump's lawyers rejected those charges and said the Senate cannot put him on trial now that he has left the White House. Current President Joe Biden has signed a second spate of orders to undo his predecessor's immigration policies, demonstrating the powers of the White House and its limitations without support from Congress. His orders on family separation, border security, and legal immigration bring to 9 the number of executive actions on immigration during his first 2 weeks in office. With proposed legislation to give legal status and a path to citizenship to all of the estimated 11 million people in the country who don't have it, Biden has quickly taken aim at many of former President Trump's sweeping changes to deter immigration, both legal and illegal. More than 70 homes have been lost in a wildfire burning in hills outside Australia's western city of Perth. It is expected to continue burning for days, and residents are remaining on high alert. The fire had razed more than 22,000 acres of farm and woodland by early Wednesday. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.